Huh? Really? I'm not kidding. I found something else I wanted to do tonight. I'm going fishing. Now, actually, we have had a change of plans. The lights will not come on in the arena down here for the jump. So Todd's going to jump at the beginning of the service. So everybody just go out them doors, pile down there, and get in that theater right down there. And we're going to have a motorcycle jump right now. Everybody just pile up, then we're going to come right back in here. Don't kill nobody! Watch out, where are you going? Okay, watch out, there's somebody got killed already. Oh no, there's somebody else. Before that, say amen. Boy, by the time we get everybody in here, this place is going to be packed out tonight. Good to be saved, isn't it? Wouldn't you rather be saved than not saved? Say amen. Now look, you've got to get practiced up on your amen, man, because that's what we're going to do in heaven, and we're going to get practiced up tonight. First of all, we want to give you just a real down-home, southern, redneck welcome to the youth rally. We want you to be welcome here tonight. We got Yankees here tonight. Did you feel that hindering spirit? Yankees are... I can't believe we let them in. I'm compromising in my old age. But I said, all right, come on. Maybe the Lord will do something for you. Can any good thing come out of the north? Tell me about. Okay. But we're going to give you an old-fashioned Southern Baptist redneck welcome. All right? Amen. Come on, welcome, boys.
Sure is good to be here tonight. We've been looking forward to being with Brother Danny and Young Juggins. Things been going good on the farm. God's been a blessing our hogs and chickens.
Yeah.
But the biggest blessing we get is you right.
Woo!
Well, we just gonna sing this song.
Yeah.
Youth Rally is a place to be. Preaching, singing is a lot for me. Kids are spreading out so far and wide. Keep your legs just giving a shining light. Welcome.
All right, let's stand and sing Victory in Jesus. Everybody standing, everybody singing Victory in Jesus. Shine Light Girl is going to sing for you now. Amen. All right. All right, listen. Everybody just, look, if you'll quit doing them aerobics, you'll cool off. You'll just work up more of a sweat doing that, and you're just sitting there. After you get good and soggy, it feels good. That's right. We don't have air conditioning out here in the country. But you know what? I was thinking today, and I thought, Lord, I can't think of anything I'd rather be doing this weekend than having a youth rally. God's been good to me. I've been doing this nearly 18 years. And I tell you what, I'm blessed. Amen? They're going to sing about it tonight. I've been blessed. Been a long journey, but I've been blessed. How about you? Has the Lord blessed you tonight? Amen. Y'all fall off and lose your dignity and enjoy yourself here tonight. That's right. Amen. Get on them now. Things here. Amen. Now, we're going to we want to find out how many churches are represented here tonight. So what we want to do right quick, we want one representative from each church to take one of these and fill it out. One from each church. So whoever you're with now, your group, have one. It could be the pastor, youth leader, whoever. And so if you're from a church tonight, raise your hand right quick. Raise your hand right quick. One from each church. One from each church here tonight. And get those filled out, and we'll get them in just a little bit. One from each church, please.
No. One from each church. One from each church, please. All right. Now, if somebody from your church didn't raise your hand, raise it. We got people here from New York to Florida. One from each church. I mean, duh. How many people? How long does it take you to figure that out? Just one person from each church. All right. Now, while they're doing that, you should have one of these little brochures that tell you our schedule and when the services are and what time they are and all the activities that will be going on tomorrow. So fill that out. We're going to come and get them again in just a minute. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for some preaching. And we have here tonight one of my good friends. And this man don't mess around. He is a preacher. He come from way up in the mountains. Way up in the mountains. I mean where they pop the sunshine in and the moonshine out. That's right. The sun don't shine but 3 hours a day. Comes up at 10, goes down at 1. And they don't believe in using notes and all that kind of foolishness. And he's going to come in and I believe he's... Is he here? Somebody tell me, is he here? Is the old country preacher here? Country preacher, see if he's here, Rod. Is that the old country preacher's here? Is he here?
Hey, in constant sorrow.
Thank you, Brother Danny. I sure appreciate y'all be sure and take care of my my valiant steed there. I named him after Jesus' favorite disciple. Jesus' favorite disciple's name was V. Riley. He's all time talking to him, saying, "V. Riley, V. Riley, I say unto thee."
Yeah.
Amen. That's
right.
Praise the Lord, it's good to be here tonight. I want to preach a lot of these preachers preach these fancy messages. I don't used to be and take notes, but I can't remember things like I used to. Sometimes I have to get in the bathtub of hot water and just sit there and just medicate on the Word of God. I just medicate for hours and hours. And God gives me these here messages. Sometimes He gives me tropical messages. Sometimes it's more like a suppository message. But anyway, I'll preach this message. It's deep now. We sure can get this. Title of tonight's message is The Little Boy Who Killed the Giant.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, a man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves.
Yep.
And their names were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yep.
And he went on and met the Queen of Sheba. And she gave that man 10,000 talents of silver and 100 changes of raiment. Glory to God. I'm beginning to feel something in that. Amen? Can I get a witness? And he drove God in his chariot. And he drove... Glory to God, where's my handkerchief? I'm getting a little of that slobber in the corner of my mouth. And he drove furiously as he was driving along in his chariot. He drove along under a sycamore tree. And he got his hair caught in a limb. And it left him hanging there in that tree. And he hung there many days and many nights. And the ravens brought him food to drink and food to eat and wine to drink as he was hanging there. And one night while he was hanging there, his wicked wife Delilah came along and cut off his hair, and he fell on stony ground. Amen. I tell you, you just don't get this. You don't get this stuff out of studying these commentaries and commentators and all that kind of stuff. I tell you, it's deep stuff, fellas.
Amen.
You young preacher boys, amen. And the thorns blew up and choked the man, and he yielded up some tares and wheat and all that stuff. And it began to rain. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. And he met a man named Zacchaeus who hid him out yonder in a cave. And it began to rain some more. And you just can't get this out of the Greek and the Hebrew lexicon. Amen. After 40 years in a cave of famine, he began to be hungry. Amen. And he met a man who said, "Come in and have supper with me." But he said, "I cannot, for I must go get myself in Jordan 7 times. Amen. Amen. And the man said, "Come in and have supper with me." He said, "I cannot come in, for I have married a wife, and she has an unclean spirit." Amen. And the man went out and the highways and the hedges and compelled him to come in to have supper with him. And when he did, he come in and he went out to Mount Carmel and he seen that wicked woman, Paris Hilton, up on the wall. I mean Jezebel. Amen. Right about the same thing. Amen. And she was high lifted up. And she was all painted all up there. And she was laughing at the man of God. And he looked up there and he said, "Boys," he looked up at that wicked floozy. And he said, "Boys, bring her down." And they flung her down. He said, "Bring her down again." And they flung her again. He said, "Boys, God, boys, bring her down again." And they flung her down 70 times 7. And the fragments which they picked up filled 12 basketfuls. And now the question I want to ask you Bible scholars is this. Whose wife will she be in the judgment?
All right.
Amen.
Woo! In house and sorrow.
Somebody came up to me one time and they said, "But Danny," said, "I can't believe y'all cut up like that in life." Said, "Do you believe all that laughing is of God?" And I said, "No, probably ain't. Do you believe all that sleeping is of God at your church? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Amen? Praise the Lord. Boy, I tell you what, it's good to be here tonight. Now, what we're going to do now, we're going to have our choir come. Where is our musicians? Let's go, and they're going to get ready to come and sing, and when they do, we're going to sing a little bit, have some testimonies, get more into the preaching here tonight. Just be calm, and it's going to cool off here directly. I guarantee it. It's going to get cool here in just a few minutes, okay? Amen. All right, let's have a shout out choir. Come on. Come on, y'all. Let's go. Well, listen to this. Have you ever felt like the Lord has blessed you more than He's blessed anybody else?
Yeah.
I have, lots of times. Sometimes I feel guilty. I think, Lord, You must cut me some kind of special deal or something. Now, He ain't, but it feels like it, don't it? Sometimes you think, God's been better to me than anybody. I'm getting to do, this is the greatest thing in the world I get to do tonight. And God's let me do that. He loves me like I was His only child. You know, we done had two saved here tonight. Did y'all know that? Now, two out here before we even got in here. I'm telling the Lord's here tonight. I'm telling you what, it's good. You better look out. Our church has been on a 40-day fast. We've been more work and prayer and money and effort put into this meeting than any meeting we've ever had. And I know the great God of heaven is going to come and do something real here tonight. You listen, they're going to sing, He loves me like I was His only child. Isn't that something? My father's got a great big family. There's a bunch of us. And there are many ones besides me. But He loves me like I was His only one. Amen. Sing it, girl. transition on. Don't you appreciate that? Well, we'll just wait here for this to get over with a little bit. We ain't no hurry. I tell you what, you got something you need to get right tonight. We don't have a schedule we got to go by. We done had two people saved, a bunch of people get right. This is youth rally. Amen? This ain't the Pope's funeral, brother. This is a youth rally. That's right. Amen. We're here to worship the Lord. We'll sing another one while we wait. Don't that air conditioning feel good? What about that? What about that? We prayed all week, God, don't let it rain down there so we can jump that motorcycle. And the Lord put it in here just right. Amen. You got something you need between you and the Lord? Nail it to the cross tonight. Amen. Amen. Go ahead. For that air condition.
What's that? Big old rainbow out there.
Woo! Somebody said there's a great big old rainbow right overhead of us tonight. Isn't that a blessing? Don't you appreciate the Lord cooling it down? All right, Todd, come on. Some of y'all have not heard Todd's testimony. He's going to come get it right quick. And Todd raced professionally. Been on the ESPN, finished top 10 in America until God got a hold of his heart and he started using his talent for the Lord. And I appreciate him being willing to do that. Now he travels all over the country, jumping at different churches on weekends and sit at different coliseums racing and does his talent for Jesus. They've seen thousands of souls saved. When he was in the Philippines not long ago, and some of those meetings, and they had different places, many, many, many souls. The kids would come out, watch them jump in buses, and then they preach to them, and God gets hold of their heart. So I'm going to take just a minute and tell you what the Lord's done in his life.
How long will it take? Hey, I'm glad to be here. Thank the Lord for saving me. You know what? Everybody wants to know the secret, man. I'll tell you what, I think I found the secret a long time ago. 7 years old, I got my first motorcycle. And anyway, 7 years old, got my first bike. Same year, I got saved as a little kid in a Baptist church at a Bible school. And I really didn't realize what I got in on, but we got out of church over the years and never really got in church like I should. And anyway, 10 or 11 years old, I started riding a motorcycle when I was 7 years old. And at 12, I got a race bike finally. And my sister and boyfriend raced, and they took me to the racetrack. And I said, man, that's what I want to do. I want to spend my life racing motorcycles. And I didn't care about school or nothing else. I just wanted to race motorcycles. And at 13, I started racing and beginner class, then the intermediate at 14, and then at 15 years old, turned pro or expert, and then at 16 years old, turned pro and got my pro license and started getting free bikes and clothes and helmets, and paid mechanic to travel with me. And man, I'll tell you, I was living a dream. Had the money, making money racing, and dropped out of high school at 16 years old. And I mean, what more could you ask for? I hate to say that, but you know, that's all I cared about, get out of school and race motorcycles. But y'all will stay in school, but anyway, I won't go into that. But I can't read and write good, but I can do math when them checks come in. But anyway, but I thank the Lord for saving me. I tell you what, at 16, like I say, I dropped out of high school, I was racing, making a living, and traveling all over the United States. I've raced in the Big Domes and all over the United States, racing the Houston Astrodome, the Pontiac Silver Dome, the RCA Dome. I've raced down south in Florida in the Raymond James Stadium and the Atlanta Dome in Atlanta, or Georgia Dome. And anyway, raced all over the place in front of 50, 60,000 people and living a dream, man. 16 years old on TV and racing all over the place and finishing top 10 in the nation. And you know, what more could you ask for? Making money every weekend, free bikes and clothes and helmets. And you know what? All that stuff, 17 years old, same thing, 18, nothing holding me back. No injuries or anything like that. I was just living on the wild side, had everything I ever wanted. But you know something? All them years of racing and finishing top 10 in the nation on ESPN2 and all that stuff. But there's something missing. And you know what? I didn't know what it was, and I didn't know what I was doing wrong. You know, I was making money, doing everything I'd ever wanted to do. And 18 years old, I was living a dream. And you know what? 18 years old, I made a decision. I was in a youth service. And I won't go into it, but anyway, we was at the youth camp, and I got invited to go to the youth camp. You know what? I like to tell this story. I don't ever tell it here. Had earrings in both ears. Thought I owned the world, making money on TV, all that stuff, racing all over the place. I don't know if he knew I had earrings. I was pretty slick, though, now. I slipped them off before I went into church, you know what I'm saying? I cleaned up real good. Wesley kind of reminds me of me, you know what I'm saying? I kind of see that a little bit. He slid in here. I was way cooler than him, though. But anyway, you know what? You know,
I go to a lot of big churches, and I tell that story, and they say, well, bless God, my daughter wouldn't have dated a boy like yet. And maybe they wouldn't have, but you know, the preacher's daughter and that, and anyway. But you know what? The secret is they prayed for me. I believe that. And anyway, to make a long story short, man, I got right with the Lord. And you know what? I didn't have to slip the earrings out. I just didn't wear them no more. And you know what? I made a decision at 18 years old. I'd sell all my bikes. I didn't want to race on Sunday. At that time, you had to advertise for beer and cigarettes, Coors Light and Camel Supercross and all that stuff. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to quit. I'm going to do it all, quit everything I've ever known. And you know what? All my friends thought I was crazy. I'd make a couple $1,000 a weekend. I remember the first time I ever made $1,000, I laid $100 in the plate. Man, I thought I was the biggest thing in the world. And you know what? But anyway, and that was in the early 90s, you know, and it was good money then. And man, I made a decision. 18 years old, I'd sell everything I ever worked for and just give it up. And I went to work at a public job, and I could make more money in one night racing than I could make in 3 months on that public job. But you know something? The secret to life ain't money. And the secret to life is try to get in there where the Lord wants you, man, and serve Him. And you know what? I probably ain't what I ought to be every day of the week, but you know what? I've made a decision that I just try to do right. You know what? I don't party and drink. I lived some wild days when I was younger, but you know what? I got right with the Lord, and I found out a secret to life. If you want to know the secret to life, you want to be successful. Now, I know it because I've lived on both sides of this thing. If you want to be successful, you just got to get a couple things in line. You know what? I dropped out of school. I got a ninth grade completed education, and I don't claim to be no rocket scientist, but I do claim to learn. I have learned a couple things. And I do believe, I can't tell you what to do, but I'll tell you what worked for me. And what worked for me was getting my priorities in line. And you know what? I made a decision at 18 years old that I'd just get right with the Lord. And you know what? I got right with the Lord, and I've tried to do right ever since. And I ain't always perfect, and I mess up. But you know what? The Lord just wants you just to keep on keeping on. And don't get discouraged, man. Just keep on. If you ain't saved, you got to get saved first. And then after that, just live for the Lord. And I tell you, that's the secret to life. Just serve the Lord, man. I'll tell you, I live a blessed life now. Looking back, I'm 30 years old now. And I've lived some of the best days of my life now after getting right with the Lord. And you know what? Now I own two businesses, and the Lord's blessed me financially, and He's blessed me physically, and I'm not unhealthy. I've got a great wife, and you know what? The secret, I'm telling you, the secret is put your priorities in place. And you don't have to worry about all the things that, you know, at 18 you worry about what am I going to do with my life, who am I going to marry, what am I going to do with money, and all that stuff. You know what? You don't even have to worry about none of that. Just put the Lord first, and it'll all fall into place. You got to put a little effort forth too, but you got to work, and you got to put a little effort. But anyway, I just thank the Lord for saving me, and I encourage you, man, if you're here tonight, just get them things in line. Get saved first, and just serve the Lord.
That's good, buddy. Amen. Amen. See, he just thinks I don't know all that stuff. I done heard the scoop on him before the first time. But you know what I saw? I saw his heart get right. Now, see, some of these guys got it all together on the outside, and that heart ain't right. And I'm not saying outside is not important. The Bible said the Lord looketh on the heart, brother. And He can see your heart. When your heart gets straightened out, the outside will take care of itself. If you always, other people are always saying, well, I do this and I do that, and that's great. So did the Pharisees. You've got to get that heart right. If your heart's wicked, nothing else is going to be right in your life. Brother Carlisle, are y'all ready to sing? Bring the Carlisle kids up here right quick, and we're going to do this before I preach. These kids are from the Philippines. Brother Bob Carlisle and three of his kids, his wife wasn't able to make this trip. But while they're coming, ushers, come and get our offering plates, buckets, or whatever they are. You got any chicken bones you want to throw in here? You feel free to do so. Now, that little paper you filled out a minute ago, I want you to put that in these offering plates. And then, wow, they're going to sing one right quick. And listen, everybody listen up. I know this is youth rally, and we got a lot of young people here. I'm going to show you how many. If you are under 22, if you're under 22, would you stand up, please? If you're under 22, why don't you look at that? Look at that. Amen. Let's give them a big hand here tonight. Woo! Glory to God. All right? We got almost 1,000 chairs in here tonight. And we got people standing up back there and a bunch of people outside, and this thing's about full. And I thank God somebody's went to work. That's a blessing. And I know we got the world and the devil and 90% of churches against us. But that don't mean nothing. If God be for you, who can be against you? Isn't that right? So I want to ask you to do something tonight. We put out a tremendous amount of money. We've had to rent this sound system. We're giving away food tomorrow. We're helping in motels. Everybody, if you would, please. There's somebody here tonight could really, really give a big offering. And I'm going to ask you to do that tonight. Some of these kids can't give a dime. Some of y'all could give $1,000 and they'd never miss it. This don't go to me. I don't get a penny out of this. Not a penny. I do the work. We've been up here till every night this week, 2 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning sleeping. And I don't get a penny extra for this. Not a penny. We want to help pay for these bills. So if you can give something, it sure would be appreciated. All right? We're going to pray. We're going to pass this thing. Take that little sheet we gave you a while ago about your church and put it in there along with your offering tonight. Father, I pray now that you'd bless this offering. Lord God, supply the need we have, and we'll thank you for it. Now, Lord, settle in on this crowd tonight. Thank you for cooling it off with that shower. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for keeping the weather clear so that we could have the motorcycle jump. Lord, I thank you. Lord, we wanted to do it after church tonight, and you changed that, and we couldn't even have done it now. Lord God, you know what you're doing. We don't always, but you do. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Bless this song tonight. Bless this offering. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, you already got my turn.
When I wake up the morning, it's all about a new day. I could hear the word of the Lord shining my way. All the clouds of darkness may hover over me. I'll rise above the storm like an eagle.
singing, say amen. Well, hallelujah. Amen. I appreciate them kids, boy. I've heard them sing the last few years, watched them grow up. What a blessing that was. I want you to do one thing for me now. The message is going to be a lot different tonight than what you would normally hear. Tomorrow night's going to be entirely different. What I'm going to do tonight has never been done. This will be the first crowd who sees and hears what you're getting ready to see and hear. The Lord laid this message on my heart. I've had three or four people ask me just this week, "Brother Danny, where do you get all that stuff?" And I don't go looking for it. Somebody just send me that. Somebody give me a video. Somebody give me this or that. And God sends it to me, just drops it in my lap. And I'm just crazy enough to put it together and preach on it. And so tonight, you're going to hear a message and see a message on the signs of the times. I want you to give me about 30 seconds. And if you want to, Miss Bessie, we're going to play something on the piano. We're going to stand 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Stand up. Stretch like this. Look over at your neighbor and say, "Why didn't you give a better offering?" And she'll play something right quick. Chapter 16. Somebody beside you does not have a Bible, make sure they see this tonight. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. We're going to begin reading verse 1 tonight. Give me your complete attention. Give me your complete attention. All you folks outside, come on in, sit down. Let's go. Everybody in, sit down. Want everybody in seated in the building. That's what we have it for. We've got a lot of bus kids here tonight. And they're a little squirming around a little bit. And that's okay. They're kids. But I want you to hear what I've got to say tonight. And I want you to pray. Matthew 16, verse 1. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempted him, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, "When it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O you hypocrites." No, the Lord didn't say, "O you uneducated." He did not say, "O you dumb people." He said, "O ye hypocrites." You can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the times? The Lord said, you can look up there and see a big dark cloud coming over, and you say, "It's going to rain." You can see the sky pretty and blue like it was all day yesterday and say, it's going to be a beautiful day. But he said, if you can see that, can't you look around you and see the signs of the times that you and I are living in? Young people tonight, I don't think, realize the day that we're living in. Everything has changed since 1948. Actually, at the turn of the century, the world began to change. But when Israel raised that flag in 1948 and said, we're a nation again, Jesus said, the fig tree will put forth its leaves and bud. And you know what he said? He said, this generation shall not pass till all shall be fulfilled. Israel in the Bible is a fig tree nation. While I'm preaching here tonight, in the next 30 minutes in America, 29 teenagers will attempt suicide. 57 teenagers will run away from home in the next 29 minutes while I'm up here. 14 teenage girls in America will give birth to illegitimate babies in the next 30 minutes in this country. 22 girls in the next 30 minutes, 18 and under, will have an abortion and pay a doctor to kill her baby. They say now that 30% of the babies conceived in the womb in America today never see light of day. 3 out of 10. The most unsafe place for a baby to be in the world tonight now has become the mother's womb. 685 young people will experiment with drugs in the next 30 minutes. 188 young people in the next 30 minutes will develop a drinking problem. Every day in this country, 4,400 abortions. 1,600,000 per year. Do you realize this evening that because of our permissive society, that venereal disease, sexually transmitted diseases, now constitutes a public health emergency? Gonorrhea is the leading communicable disease now, and syphilis is number 3. In 1900, there was worldwide, there's various forms of syphilis, killed 100 million people since then, and more than 3 million babies and 1 million adults are infected during that same time. Herpes infected 14 million people in this country, and it is incurable. Young people, you better be careful when you're out here partying. When you're out there doing that stuff, you get messed up on some drug, and you go to bed with somebody, you're going to bed with everybody they've ever been to bed with. And it ain't no game. When we were in school, they taught us there was 4 sexually transmitted diseases that we had to watch out for. You know how many there are now? 50. And it's getting worse every day. More than 3 million babies and 1 million adults have been killed. Herpes infected 14 million. Sodomy is destroying our nation tonight. One of the signs that Jesus said would be the end time would be sodomy. Listen, folks, it is not normal. I'm not trying to be mean or ugly. It is not normal or right for a girl to like another girl or a boy to like another boy. You're not born that way. It is a choice. Amen? That's right. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, you might be born a little sissy, but you ain't born queer. That's right. It is a definite choice that a person makes. I mean, what'd you expect? Me to get up here and make a speech like the Pope? This is youth rally. Amen? Age runs wild like a rabbit dog. Thanks to our TV programs like Sex in the City and Desperate Housewives and Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, we have perverted a generation of young people that never will get straightened out unless God gets hold of them in some meetings like this right here. Now tonight, if you watch television on the average evening from 3 o'clock to 11 o'clock on NBC, CBS, and ABC, from 3 o'clock to 11, there will be 113 shootings, 92 stabbings, and 168 beatings, 9 strangulations, and 10 violent acts. Violence, every 17 minutes. Killing, every 43 minutes. And the ABC and NBC and CBS is a Sunday school class compared to HBO, Sin to the Max, and Show Slime. NBC has an alcohol scene every 15 minutes. CBS has an alcohol scene every 16 minutes. And ABC every 21 minutes. You think we're not living in the last days? I'm going to show you tonight what I put together. I pray God might bless it to your heart. I'm going to show you some video from across the world tonight. I want you to look real careful, because they'll never tell you or show you on TV what I'm going to show you tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in the last days. Jesus said, "Can you not see the signs of the times?" Now I'm going to see if I can get a picture here. I want you to, everybody, to settle down, get real still. I know we have a bunch of people in here tonight, so get just as still and quiet as you can so that everybody might hear and see. Okay? Go ahead. Forefathers who come to this nation to serve God and live for the Lord Jesus Christ. This nation, regardless of what this modern generation says, was built upon the principles of God's Word, that King James Bible. Brother, America became great because America was good, and if America ever ceases to be great, America will cease to be good, she'll cease to be great. Somebody ought to give these quotes here to Ted Turner and Ted Kennedy.
To acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly implore His protection and favor. George Washington. He who should introduce into public affairs the principles of Christianity will change the face of the world. Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin said, if you put the principles of Christianity, we'll change the face of the world. You've been hearing a lot on the news now about our Supreme Court justices, and them they're against anybody who believes the book, or against abortion, or against the homosexual lifestyle. I thank God, brother, we got a president and some people that still want some people who believe right in the Supreme Court. Amen? Well, pray for them, brother. Amen.
Cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians.
Amen.
Not on religions, but
thank
on the gospel
God
of Jesus Christ. Patrick Henry.
Praise the Lord.
It is the duty, as well as the privilege and interest of our Christian nation, to select and prefer Christians for our ruler. John Jay, the first Supreme Court Justice of the United States Supreme Court.
The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and His apostles. To this we owe our free constitutions of government. Noah Webster.
It is the duty of nations, as well as of men, to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God.
What about that?
And to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history. That those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord.
Amen! Thank God for America! I'm glad we live in this nation. But something went wrong. Something bad happened in this nation. In the early 60s, our Supreme Court made the most terrible decision that they've ever made.
Washington, D.C., June 25th, 1962. For the first time in American history, ACLU lawyers have convinced the United States Supreme Court that a prayer recited each day in public schools constitutes an unlawful establishment of religion. It was also the first time in U.S. history that the court did not quote previous legal cases or historical incidents in reaching its decision. United States,
What about that? And you know what happened? When they kicked that Bible in a prayer out of school, it created a vacuum. And a few months later, they're spewed forth from Liverpool, England. Four mop-headed dope addicts. And when they invaded this country, there was no God or public prayer in the schools anymore. And the devil said, okay, I'll just move in. And the morals went down. 6 months later, our president was dead in Dallas with a bullet through his head. And everybody said, why did this have to happen? Because God said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And when a nation turns its back on God, you know what that book said? It said the nation shall be turned into hell that forget God. And now look what's going on.
Turning their backs on Christianity and joining witches' covens in order to learn spells so as to pass school exams, attract boyfriends or girlfriends, and get rich. The secretary, president of the NOM, for example. Consumers can find more than 1,850 books on witchcraft. And in addition, hundreds of websites are dedicated to charm teenagers every time a particularly exciting episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer airs on TV.
You see what they're doing here? Is they're having Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and they have these little books like Harry Potter, and all Harry Potter was is witchcraft 101 being taught in the public schools. Amen? Now you say amen or oh me, whatever you want to, brother. It's teaching witchcraft. That's right. Watch what happens there.
A placing article on witchcraft appears in a popular teen magazine.
Britney Spears on the magazine with witchcraft.
As are the teen magazine. As are the depictions of Supertime series, which has undoubtedly contributed to the practice of magic as being the
wing apprehension.
Now watch this. I want to teach you something here. When a person is demon-possessed, there is certain kinds of actions and things you will always watch out for. The Bible describes it. The Bible describes the shaking. The Bible describes messing around with fire. Anytime somebody's trying to burn themselves, it shows a picture of demons. Cutting yourself is a picture of demonic influence. That's why tattoos and body piercings and all this stuff is so popular now. It comes from the heathen jungles where the witch doctors are possessed by the devil. That's right. Watch this. Now watch this action. I'm going to draw a comparison. Some of y'all are going to get mad at me now, but I'm going to show you a comparison of how the devil takes on many forms to deceive people. Watch this. This is a cult.
Your ideas, your...
He's going to control your conditions, your personality. Watch how he does it.
His followers dependent on him on earth.
Now what this guy does, Maurice Marashi, Hushiwashi, something like that, he makes them turn into a mindless man. He kicks their brain in neutral.
One who is happily mindless.
The Beatles introduced this junk to America. And we see the same thing happen in churches. You say, I don't like that. I'm just got up here to preach the truth, brother. And I'm going to tell you something. You watch this. This is not normal.
Thank you, Jesus. We knew her now, Lord.
It's awesome.
See that? Same thing.
But evidently, God doesn't do it that way.
There's the cults. There's how they do it. Only difference between that and that other guy is he's got his shirt off. And the best way to get possessed is to kick your brain in the neutral. To kick your brain in the neutral, brother, and open the door for the devil. Watch this. Watch this in other countries, how they think they're going to please God.
According to local lore, this tradition began when an epidemic...
You'll see some piercings, man.
Elders believe that it was a form of punishment for their lack of faith, and that the only way...
That's coming to America in a few years.
...was to prove...
You mark it down.
...beyond all doubt.
Convince themselves.
You see this man here? He professes
to be a man of Satan. He cuts himself, he burns himself, and he tells them that he gets his power from the devil. You say, preacher, that's not here in America. That's not, but it's coming.
He
and
also pierces his face and body.
The young people.
That was America.
He pins to various parts of their body.
The man.
Watch this. Watch him burn himself.
His power comes from the spirits.
If somebody's possessed by the devil, that
you see that?
Shall not.
What's that? That's a church service. That's a church service up in the mountains. Now you think the devil ain't smart? You think the devil can't do it? I'm going to tell you something here now. Let me take just a second to show you something. I don't care what you feel. I don't care how many dreams you had. I don't care what your blessed old grandma said back in the 1800s. If it ain't according to this book right here, it is not proper worship of God Almighty. No, sir. Amen. Somebody said, well, I had a vision. If it ain't according to that book, brother, your vision didn't come from nowhere but the devil. And I ain't talking about the NIV neither. Watch what they do in churches in this country. Watch this.
Snakes will bring them closer to God.
I've been snake bitten, hurt, and I've been snake.
In services that often last 3.5 hours, those who feel it caress the deadly serpents, usually rattlesnakes.
Now they said this. They said, if you're close to God, you'll kiss a snake. I'm like Billy Kelly. He said, the only way I handle a snake is hoe handle them. The only good snake's a dead snake. Amen? That's right. And if you like a snake, there's something wrong with you, buddy. What's this man? This man is possessed. He's from down near South America. He has entities come through him. That would be a spirit. These spirits of artists, dead artists, come through him and he channels him and he draws and he reproduces paintings by Leonardo da Vinci, Modigliani, Van Gogh, and some of the most greatest artists that the world's ever seen. With his eyes closed, you'll watch him draw. And he says the spirits come and his body does what the spirits tell him to. Watch. His eyes are closed the entire time.
His eyes remain shut during the entire painting.
Upside down. And those paintings are exact replicas of some of the most beautiful paintings in the world. You say, man, he's toweling. Nobody's that talented. Watch it.
Recognize.
Signing it upside down. Modigliani.
Here's the signature. Modigliani.
Two at a time, a different artist in each hand. Old Telly Savalas, who was doing this interview, could not believe it. He said, we can't explain it. They took an expert in New York City, they examined this man, and they said it's impossible for him to do that. They said an artist has to work a little bit and come back. Work a little bit and come back over a period of hours. In a few minutes, he can reproduce these paintings.
Faces at once, a different artist in each hand.
What about that?
Yes, when they think in what they want to do, my body responds to what they think.
You hear that? He said, the spirits think in my body. He's possessed! But watch this, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, the energetic strokes, the circular wisps of sky.
Here's with his feet. With his feet.
Mm-hmm. signing it, Monet.
Signing it with his toes, without even looking.
Interested in reading. I'm taking it.
Now watch this.
For seductive.
I want to show you something tonight. Here's what rock and roll represents. Rock music industry is nothing but a slam on the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to hear the words to this song called Dear God by a group here, Ecstasy. And this tree here represents the cross. And on this tree, on the cross, there are people clinging to the cross. And in this cross, you'll see an older woman and some children holding on to the cross. You know, the old rugged cross. The old rugged cross. I will cling to the old rugged cross. And watch how they make fun of the Bible and God, teaching a little boy to say, if there's anything I don't believe in, God, it's you.
Guess what the tree the lead singer
is
supposed to represent?
Watch it now.
Watch it as he attacks the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Watch it now. Watch it now. I won't believe in hell. No sin, no sin, no sin. The pearly gates, no thorny crown. You're always with us. You're always with us. You're always with us.
Blaming God for all the trouble in the world. Soul. See the cross? One old saint of God there. Brother, I don't know about you tonight. It don't matter what they say. It don't matter how much they preach their garbage. You're looking at one here tonight and you're looking at a crowd here tonight that still clings to the old rugged cross. Brother, I believe there's still power in the blood. I'm saying to you tonight, when it's all over and it's said and done and the devil's in hell and all of that, brother, those that come to the cross of the Lord Jesus will be in heaven with the Lord one of these days. Don't you let them fool you, young people. Don't you let them deceive you tonight. You hang on to the cross, brother, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith. I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day. Hallelujah for the cross. I don't want to be on the wrong side when Jesus comes back.
Signs in Red Lake.
But look here, what's happening in our schools tonight. 8 school shootings in 2 years.
No, they were missed. Here's ABC's Barbara Pinto.
In retrospect, the warning signs at Red Lake High School seemed impossible to miss. The eerie animation 16-year-old Jeff Weiss created on the internet.
That boy killed his schoolmates.
Suicide. There were internet postings on massacre schools.
There's the Columbine kids running for their lives. Listen, brother, when we had Bibles in the school, they didn't take guns back then. Listen, don't listen to these crazy environmentalist anti-gun nutheads. Brother, guns ain't the problem. It's our the satanic influence that's a problem. Boys used to bring guns to school in the back of their pickup truck because they was going squirrel hunting that evening. They didn't shoot the teacher. They didn't shoot the students. When we kick God out, naughty, what do you think's going to happen in a godless society?
Across the country, increased security.
It's real easy to assume that because some hardware is in...
To recognize
they can't figure out the signs.
...teenage behavior and serious warning signs, and they need to take action. Parents of one of the teenage gunmen at Columbine found pipe bombs well before the attack. The young killer at this
satanic influence
in Mississippi had earlier set his dog on fire.
Parents and school officials have to know kids.
Testimony on the medical condition.
Then we've seen the Terry Schiavo case recently. Whether or not you realize it or not, that was the first time in American history
when medical doctors, overridden by judges, let a woman starve to death. If they had done a dog like that, they'd have been locked up. She didn't have a written will. She didn't have a living will. It was just something her husband said. She said years ago, I hope, pray to God, I don't ever get sick and somebody said I want to die. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a constitutional crisis in this nation.
In a persistent vegetative state or not, but yet you have judges that have ignored congressional subpoenas. They have ignored a new law. They've ignored Florida law.
Yeah. And the crisis that we're facing, we need to just be honest and say we are in a constitutional crisis.
That's right.
When you have judges that are creating homosexual marriage out of thin air, striking under God out of the pledge, taking the Ten Commandments away, killing an innocent woman, this is a constitutional
crisis. Preach it, brother. That's Terry Schiavo.
That's where she'd want to be.
Terry, you've said if she dies, there's going to
now
be...
Now listen to that. I want to show you something. I was stopped to get gas on the way to South Carolina a few weeks ago to preach. I was standing there waiting to pay for my stuff and I saw some videos for sale and there was a movie there called Saved. That got my attention. I picked it up and looked at it and it stars Macaulay Culkin, Mandy Moore, and a few more people and I thought, wow, you mean to tell me? I should have known better. Should have known better. I mean, Hollywood couldn't get one right if their life depended on it. They'll make one about David and Bathsheba. I guarantee you they'll never make one about the revival at Ephesus. Amen. They'll make one about Solomon and all of his wives. They love that dirty gossip. But they'll never make one about telling the truth about how that the Lord Jesus loves us and He's coming back in power and glory. So this movie is called Saved. I want you to see what a subtle satanic attack it is to smear Christians and make fun of Christian young people. The whole story centers around a young girl by the name of Mary. That name is no accident. And I want you to watch what happens. Watch what happens here tonight. I called Carissa. I said, honey, run to get me that thing. And I'm going to watch. I watched the first 10 minutes of it and videoed this. I got so mad I was about ready to cuss. Amen. That's right. I wouldn't give you a dime for a preacher that couldn't get mad at himself once in a while. You can't preach till you're mad at something. Amen. That's what's wrong with churches tonight. Preachers ain't mad at nothing. If God loves you, God loves me, God loves the devil, God loves everybody. Brother, there's some things God don't love. And there's some things we ought not to love. Watch it. Watch this. You want to see some blasphemy to American teenagers?
I've been born again my whole life. Accepting Jesus into your heart and getting saved is a big decision. Especially for a 3-year-old.
Picture of Jesus with jelly beans on him there. And she said, it's a big decision for a 3-year-old. And what they're implying is that people take advantage of kids and push them into religion when they're so little they don't know what they're doing. Notice the subtle attacks on Christianity.
My faith taught me that I'm taking my father to heaven. She explained that
her daddy died and her mama told her that God took him on to heaven to be with the angels, so she tries to kill herself so she can be with her daddy.
With the angels. Well, I wanted to be with the angels too. But God had other plans.
Yeah, right.
Of my life.
I still don't think you're supposed to be white.
Standing of the Christian jewel. Sort of like a...
Now, here they are. There's Mandy Moore. She's out there. She plays the part of this little goody-two-shoes, self-righteous Christian who hates everybody else, and she's full of the devil herself. Here, watch them protest these girls going to get abortions.
Go down for Jesus. My mom is finally living in what the Bible calls the end times. I'm pretty sure they're getting right. I have a perfect Christian boyfriend. see vision.
Watch this. She falls and hits her head in a swimming pool, and the lifeguard jumps in. She has a vision that he's Jesus. Now, her boyfriend has just told her that he's homosexual. And so Jesus appears to her in the swimming pool and tells her to help him. Guess how she can help him not become homosexual? And that's what Jesus tells her to do. Watch it.
Do now. You must do all you can to help him. Concerned about...
So she goes to bed with her boyfriend so he won't be a homosexual. And that don't work, and they send him off to a rehab somewhere. And she gets a little bit backslid, and the youth pastor talks to these girls to go encourage her in the Lord.
Mary, something's going on.
Yeah, me too.
Well, she's part of your posse, and I think that you can help her. I'm going to need you to be a warrior out there on the front lines for Jesus.
You mean like sure?
What's this?
No,
he tells them to go find Mary and get her back right with God.
Who's spiritually armed to help guide her back to her faith? The love and care that only Jesus can supply? You down with that?
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Now watch. Mary's walking home reading a book, exploring other religions and other ways of life, and watch her Christian sister. Watch how they portray these Christians coming to help her get right.
She's pretty vulnerable right now, so I'm going to need you to be extra gentle.
Sliding into the flames of hell.
You've become a magnet for sin. We've all witnessed it.
Yes. Sure. Veronica, I'm
listen to this.
Sure. What about
listen how they're portraying these Christians.
Oh, my God. You are making accusations as we're trying to save your soul. Mary, turn away from...
See how it makes Christians look? Don't you tell me, brother, the devil ain't behind that, trying to make people think all Christians are is a bunch of self-righteous little idiots. Oh, I forgot to tell you, there's a real wild girl in the school that's full of the devil and makes fun of people and acts like she's speaking in tongues and everything. And she turns out to be the smart one because Mary turns up pregnant and the other girl turns out to be the hero. And I couldn't watch no more of it, and I promise you, she probably turned out to be the hero of the movie. Watch her, what she does here, trying to encourage her in the Lord.
Satan, Jesus, he loves you.
You don't know first thing about love.
I am filled with Christ's love. God, you are just jealous of my success in the Lord.
This is not a weapon.
Can you tell us something?
Hey, this is a...
And so she starts walking on, and of course, the nice young guy comes along. The devil always sends a nice young guy to come along when you get your feelings hurt, when things ain't going well at home.
Vespa. I don't know what you're talking about. Hop on.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to show you some things here tonight. Watch this. I'm going to show you this a minute ago. This is a cartoon. Watch this. Watch this. Here's a show they put on called Jesus and Pals, making fun of the Lord and His people. Watch what a moron they portray the Lord Jesus Christ on. You say, well, preacher, that don't bother me. Listen, if that don't bother you, you so far backslid, you never will get up the hill again. But if you've got any God in you that all tonight, you will not like somebody making a joke out of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen! Watch it, how they make him like an idiot.
Welcome to the only man in town who always has a foolish dog wine cellar,
He said, the only man in town that always has a fully stocked wine cellar, Jesus Christ. Oh, my. Watch it.
Hi.
See, he makes him look like an idiot.
Okay. Beginning today, we're taking the show in a new direction. We've got some very...
You have to tell him what to say.
...show this week for you, our viewers. Today's guest is...
Three...
Remember, big.
If you're just joining us, we've been listening to Michelle's incredible story of survival.
Go on. Videotapes.
What videotapes? I'm the way and the light.
You've seen Jesus and Pals. Now you've got to get the video. Jesus and Pals, too hot for TV. Things get a little out of control. You want...
What do you think about that, people? Hey, how come not one about Buddha? How come not one about Muhammad? Hey, how come someone about not some other religious leader? You know why? You'd start a national war if you did that. It's always Jesus. That's why Howard Stern and Phil Donahue, they make fun of Christians. There's a spirit working in America against God and His Spirit tonight. You better watch out. Let's hear what happens on Jesus in
Power. Believe your eyes. Order now. Only 19...
Order the video. Only 1995.
I'll tell you why. Because he's on drugs and he worships the devil.
Jesus! Jesus! Jesus!
Wow. Now, Stanley, it sounds like your uncle's really worried about you.
Well, he did it because...
Enough. Let's all just make our way back to our seats. To apologize to all of you for what happened in there. In our competition for ratings, we all lost sight of why we got into show business in the first place.
Yeah.
He sends her to hell.
What's happening?
Welcome to my dominion.
Loaf of bread, Jeff.
You want to know how close we are to the coming of the Lord? A few years ago, everything you buy at your grocery store has a computer mark on it. They tell us that we're headed for a cashless society. One in which business will be done tattooed on your right hand or right here on your forehead. Ladies and gentlemen, how close are we to that time? All of these things that you see tonight are just little pieces of the puzzle. It's all going to wind up with the rapture of the church and the Lord taking His children out of this old world and the Antichrist coming. You want to know how close we are? Watch.
Can of beans has that computer number mark. Also, we have found it on your library card and, yes, even on your passport. Almost everything has that computer number mark.
Somebody investigated this strange marking of a certain company they sent out, and they sent them back all these seven. It said the prerogative of a number prefix 666, and there's usually one here, two, 4, 6, stamped it out on everything you've got in your house, dog food to toothpaste. And they sent in and they said, what in the world does that little F and H mean? And they said, oh, that stands for forehead or hand.
Banks recently offered it as a prerogative to their customers beginning with 666, a personalized computer mark, and below that computer mark, a...
They're already setting it in place for what's coming. Bankers of America are sending out magazines showing the numbers tattooed on the forehead. It will be invisible, so nobody couldn't see it. And you better remember your number. It's right on top of your head.
My number's right on top of my head. I'm looking at National Trust.
That's a national magazine. That's not a religious magazine.
To tell you something? Well, so are we. Yes, so...
Is your bank trying to tell you something? So are we. They say they're going to come to the point where money is not worth anything anymore. Do away with money, you do away with drug sales and prostitution and all this undercurrent stuff and get it on computer where everybody has to go through the computer. You say it'll never happen. Brother Danny, Bible said God will send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Brother, when the Holy Ghost leaves this world, all kinds of demonic influences are going to come and they're going to put it right there on your head. See these checks right here? They said, don't cash these checks or Social Security checks unless the bearer has the mark on the hand of the forehead. And somebody said, where'd them come from? And they sent it back to the company. And the company said, those were sent out by accident. We're not ready to send them out yet. It's coming. You're living in the last days before Jesus comes back. But watch it tonight, folks. Watch it. As God speaks to your heart tonight, you better listen to Him. Because one of these days, the Lord's coming. There's a picture of a national magazine with the people shopping.
You know, computer numbers and marks on the foreheads of shows the computer. Isn't
of 666.
Mr. Goodman, chief editor of Psychology Today, was questioned as to what he knew there was.
And they, Psychology Today magazine had that. And you know what they said? They said, did you know that's in the Bible? He said, I don't know what about the Bible. He said, anything this has to do with the Bible is strictly coincidental. You want to see another sign? Jesus said, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. The homosexuals come out of the closet back in the late 60s, 1969. Remember that number, 1969. The symbol would be the pink triangle. Listen to the rock goat as they tell the young people to follow them. It's only right and natural. Listen to this.
With the kids, need not worry when they're with me. Oh, drop your Bibles, kids, and gather round for Savior number two.
Isn't that something? You didn't need that first Savior. We're your Savior. Drop your Bibles, kids. And gather around.
They're even there with me. Oh, drop your Bibles, kids, and gather round for Savior number two.
But I want to show you something here tonight, folks.
September 19th, 1993.
You never saw this on the news. ABC didn't mention it. 2020 didn't have a special. Ted Koppel, Diane Sawyer, none of them opened their mouth about it. Where a group of over 100 homosexuals crowded around a Baptist church and nearly beat the doors in on a Sunday evening service.
Members of Hamilton Square Baptist Church in San Francisco were attending their Sunday evening service when they were attacked viciously by the gay activist groups ACT UP and Queer Nation. The church was surrounded by more than 100 rioters who screamed obscenities and roughed up parishioners who were attempting to attend the service.
Look at them.
Emily Wagman and her 6-year-old daughter Jessica were surrounded.
I mean, all these words, you know, the profanity and bigots and cursing and she was terrified.
Tim Wright, the 9-year-old protester, shouted, "We want your children."
He was quite hysterical about it. And, you know, saying, well, they're after me. It's me they want.
The 3 or 4 police on hand were nearly pushed through the door by the horde of homosexuals. An 8-year-old retarded girl was so frightened that she fell down a flight of stairs. Hamilton's...
That's never before happened in history in our generation. You know what? He said, as it was in the days of Lot. You know what they did a lot today? They tried to beat the door in. And he tried to bump. Brother, it's happened! And the news media didn't say a word. If that had been Christians protesting an abortion clinic, knocking people down, tearing up personal property, you would have heard it for weeks and weeks and weeks. My brother, we're living in the wrong day.
Square Pastor David Innes tried to get police to take action. The police wanted to make arrests. 77-year-old Ruth Brown, blind since birth,
scared,
horrified.
This dear lady.
So when I heard all this racket, I just went to police. Then I thought, oh my goodness, what if they come in here? Because I knew if they go.
We're young, we're clear.
In 1814, Sir John David Michaelis authored a 4-volume legal work, which remains one of the most...
See, that's where Britney Spears gets her inspiration. Boy, don't get quiet on me. I'll worry about you. Say amen right there. Amen. It's not a fad, brother. It's perversion.
Most comprehensive studies ever written.
Can you describe yourself in one word or less?
What's this? This is daytime shows for children. Now, what I'm going to show you tonight, you will be shocked out of your seat. While mom and dad are in the bedroom watching their TV, kids at night gather around and watch MTV 2 and MTV 1, and look what they see.
No.
What's this? Listen as they make fun of farmers. And you're going to see something here tonight that when I saw it, my stomach turned. Have we got this bad off? Has it come to this? It's about some kids who visit a farm. I won't take time to show you the whole cartoon, but it winds up with God committing suicide. And I want you to watch what they do.
We got to go to a farm. Farms are America's backbone. Farmers are America's dumb bone.
Farmers are America's dumb bone. Little brats wouldn't have a bite to eat. Somebody wasn't out there on the farm raising some food. Amen.
Farm.
Yes.
Our parents were happy to see us. We were happy to see them.
So we can sacrifice.
What's this? They said we were happy to see our parents so we could sacrifice them in the holy name of Lord Crondor. They sacrificed their parents to the devil. You don't believe it?
Sacrifice them in the dark holy name of Lord Crondor.
See that again. Watch this. We were glad to see our parents.
Our parents were happy to see us. We were happy to see them.
So we can sacrifice them in the dark holy name of Lord Crondor.
Let's burn our parents to death. Boy, what entertainment for us little boys and girls. And then they say that's what happens when you spend time with God. Listen. Listen carefully.
And that's what happens when you spend time with
God. What? And God has blown up the earth and they're trying to get Him to put it together again. Watch it and weep, child of God.
Why did you blow up the earth? Why did you blow up the earth?
I didn't like the way you...
Listen, it's God talking to him.
...was keeping the black man down.
God, you have to put the earth back together.
Sorry, I'm a little hungry.
I'll never put the earth back together again. I need the space to open my theme restaurant called Rock, Paper, Scissors, and Shrinks.
Oh, okay, tell you what. Let's do Rock, Paper, Scissors for the fate of the earth.
Now watch. He says, God, let's do Rock, Paper, Scissors for the fate of the earth. The whole world blew up and they want God to put the earth back together. And watch who loses and watch what they say.
Let's do it, Chauncey. One, two, three.
Rock, beat, scissors! You lose! Losers!
Look! The earth is back!
Did you hear him call God a loser? Did you hear that? Watch.
Wow. Thanks, God. You're the greatest loser.
Brother, if God spares this country, you do like the old creature said, he'd have to raise up Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize to them. We are not going to get by with this kind of stuff. You're in the last days. If you're not saved here tonight, you better get saved. You teenage girls, you say, I ain't never seen or heard nothing like this in my life. You ought to thank God He brought you in here tonight so your eyes can be open and you can hear the truth and get a chance to get your heart right. He could come before we walk out of this place tonight.
I've never lost anything before in my life. It feels terrible.
It's not so... But God, no! No, it's...
Now God's going to commit suicide. Watch. Watch what
happens. Not so bad, God, no! Oh, no.
God just
God
killed himself.
God is dead. What are we going to do? I'm so hungry. What are we going to do with him? And yet I'm hungry. And yet I don't know what we're going to do with God's body.
Okay, you ready for this? They said, God has killed himself. What are we going to do with his body? Watch it, child of God.
Gosh, Caitlin, this meat is simply divine.
I've got the spirit in me, and it's numbered in my tummy.
Thanks, Caitlin.
They eat him. Did you hear what the little girl said?
And yet I don't know what we're going to do with God's body. Gosh.
He says, this meat is simply divine. And the little girl takes a big bite off it and said, I've got the spirit in me, and it's yummy to my tummy. Watch.
Caitlin, this meat is simply divine.
I've got the spirit in me, and it's numbered in my tummy.
Thanks, Caitlin, for making me a believer.
Now I believe I'll have another bite.
Everything worked out great.
Everything worked out great while they ate God's body. Watch it.
Today's Wonder Show was brought to you by Whitey's Godtastic God Sauce.
Whitey's God Sauce. That's what... Watch this.
That's kicking hot.
Now what I'm going to show you now, I just got a hold of the other day and I'm about through. What you're getting ready to hear is something that you can dial on your telephone. 1-888, I think it's 296-1969. And they say that the man who come to be Jesus is on this earth right now. When you leave tonight, go home and dial it. And they say that he's the Savior of the world, Lord Maitreya. We heard about him a few years ago and preached about him. And he says now he's about ready to make his appearance. Listen to this phone conversation here tonight. This is what you hear.
We begin the new millennium. People everywhere wonder what the future will bring. Serious and persistent crises continue. And though people call for change, the old institutions fail to meet their needs.
I don't know if you can understand that or not, but he just said the old institution won't meet people's needs no more. Talking about church. He said we have Buddha, Christ, all of that coming back in Lord Maitreya. Listen.
Historically, during such times, the world's greatest spiritual teachers have come into the world to show us the way.
They've always had a spiritual leader to show us the way.
Whether they call him the Christ, the fifth Buddha, Krishna, the Imamahdi, or the world teacher Maitreya. Few know that the teacher who fulfills all these expectations already lives among us now.
He said the teacher who fulfills all these expectations is already living now. Son, if he's alive now, we're fixing to leave.
Miracles of religious phenomena that are occurring as we speak. Political miracles such as the ending of apartheid are also taking place.
He said there's miracles taking place, crosses appearing in people's yards and stuff like that.
Maitreya, the world teacher, has not come alone, but with a group of wise teachers.
Uh-oh. You hear that? Listen to this. I'll tell you what he said. He said, Maitreya, the world teacher, has not come alone, but a bunch of the ancient wisdom teachers who have guided men since the beginning of time. That's them fellas in Genesis 6. Amen? That's them people back there where God... That's how them pyramids got over there in Egypt. And they can't explain today how them things got built. They say we couldn't build a great pyramid today with our technology. That's those things that get out of them UFOs. They're coming again. Watch.
From behind the scenes. They are returning to the everyday world to help us solve our most critical global problem. Maitreya has not come as a religious leader, but has come as an educator in the broadest sense. He has not come to create followers.
Now what he's going to say here is you can sign up, they'll give you more information, and then you're going to hear a speech by Lord Maitreya that lasts about 20 seconds. Actually hear it.
An education.
It's the voice of Benjamin Krim. You'll not hear his voice yet. They say the time's not come for you to actually hear him.
Soon now, very soon, you will see my face and hear my words. At the end of this greeting,
he said, soon and very soon you'll see my face and hear my words.
Recorded at the end of
you better sit with your feet untangled.
Interview on the Frank Sontag.
You better get your bills paid.
On KLOS Radio.
You better get right with God. We could be living in the last few minutes right now.
That of Maitreya.
Here we go.
But the voice is that of Benjamin Krim.
All right, here we go. Here's his speech. I'm going to show it to you and let you hear it. This is not his voice. They say you can't hear his voice yet. Boy, I'm not saying this to Antichrist, but I'm telling you one thing, brother. It reminds me of that scripture, he that now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And son, when we leave, he's coming. Watch it.
My friend, you will see me very soon.
You'll see me very soon.
Some of you.
Some of you, he says.
In my coming. But I say to you, be not afraid.
To receive further free information, please speak slowly.
Watch this.
Now and always. My heart
is filled.
With God's love for you all.
And what he's saying was there, he's saying, friends, he said, my heart's filled with God's love for you all. He's a picture and coming of the Antichrist. And you know what's going to happen? Before that time comes, brother, there's going to come a trumpet. The Bible said the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. For we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We're going up there, whether to be judged of our works, up there at the judgment seat of Christ, while all hell's breaking loose down here, and the Antichrist and the devil takes over the world. You'll get the 666 mark on your forehead. You'll get it on your hand. And brother, we're going to come back behind the Lord in Revelation 19:11, where he said, behold, I saw heaven open, and a white horse, and the armies which were in heaven following. That's me and you, man. That's why them old country preachers used to say this. They said, I'm going to leave like Superman and come back like a lot. All my life, preacher. What should you do tonight? What should you do tonight?
Would you recognize him? The Christ has returned.
This is on TV.
Body.
This is on TV.
Why is he here? To find out, call this toll-free number and hear an extraordinary recorded message. Call 888-296-1969. That's 888-296-1969. Christ.
What do you think about that? Now the truth is, Jesus said he came to his own received him not. He told him one time, he said, I'm coming in my Father's name, you receive me not, another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. I close tonight by saying this and showing this. You know where it's all going to wind up. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, I'm going to show you what's going to happen to you. In 2 Peter chapter 3, the Bible said he'll burn the world up. And there's thousands of teenagers in America tonight that go off and have a party. And they wind up in hell, screaming, begging God for another chance. And saying, no, God, no. No, God, no, please. Please, no. Please, no, God. Please, no. God, I didn't mean it. God, I didn't mean it. God, I didn't mean it. I was a basketball player. I was a cheerleader. I was a Sunday school teacher. I was a baseball player. I was a good old boy. I didn't mean no harm. But God, I wasn't saved. I made fun of people that worship the Lord. Now me and all my friends are in hell and we're screaming for a drop of water on our tongue. Tonight I want to show you the answer. Thank God. Thank God somebody loved me. The Bible said, greater love hath no man than this. Woo! But a man would lay down his life for his friends. Thank God. The Bible said he loved us. While they beat him, while they mocked him. Jesus hung between heaven and earth. And he let them beat him. So that me and you could have our sins forgiven. Tonight we need to get saved. God's speaking to your heart. God's speaking to your heart. If God's speaking to your heart, I wouldn't wait another day. I wouldn't wait another hour. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I'd go to Jesus. I'd go to Jesus. I'd go to Jesus. They beat him. They mocked him. They hated him. They still hate him now. But thank God he did that for my sins and for your sins and for the sins of the whole world. Hallelujah. Woo! We ought to worship him tonight. They beat him to where you couldn't even tell what he looked like. You know what I'd do tonight? You know what I'd do to you without you tonight? I'd get out of my seat and I'd get down here and I'd get right with God so fast that it'd make your head swim. I wouldn't wait on my friends. I wouldn't care what nobody else said. I wouldn't care what my friends at school thought. I'd get down here and get right. Amen? Come on, that's right. I'd just come on. Give me just the red tape, brother. The red tape there on the right. You come on, kids. Come on. Let's get right with God here tonight. Need some soul winners. Let God speak to your heart. We need some soul winners here tonight. Come on, young people. Come on, just get up out of your seat tonight. Don't worry about what somebody's going to say. That's right. Come on, amen. Let's let the Lord help us tonight. Come on, teenagers. We need some soul winners, a bunch of soul winners. You can lead them by the Lord. I want somebody to pray with every one of these young people here tonight. Come on, let's go. Come on, come on. Let God help you tonight. Let God help you tonight. Come on, girls. Come on, come on. Just get up out of your seat and come. Let the Lord have his way. Amen. Just keep praying, folks. Come on, kids. Get up. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. We've been praying for you for weeks and weeks and weeks. Make room for them. Get those chairs right there back, y'all, boys. Put those chairs. Just push them back. Let God speak to you now. Come on, kids. There's plenty of room. Need some soul winners. Come on. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Come on. Make room for all of them. Come on. We need some ladies. We need a bunch of ladies. Put all these girls coming right here. Come on, move them rows of seats back, that front row. Come on, just scoot them back. Let God speak your heart. Amen. Let God speak your heart. Come on. Oh, glory. I'm glad for amazing grace here tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pray now. Pray, pray. Come on, make room for them. Make room for them. Move them chairs there. Move these chairs. Make room for these folks. Move some chairs here. Y'all stand there and move some chairs. Get out of the way now so these can get down and help you over. There you go. Come on. That's right. Come on. Listen, brother. This thing's about over with. This thing's about over with. You're coming tonight. I've come tonight, Fajin. Come on. Come on right now. Don't be ashamed, young lady. Come on. We need somebody to pray with every one of them. There's so many of them we can't get to all of them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Don't get up now. Y'all stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Don't get up and go back to your seat. Stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Come on. Come on right now. Come on. Make room for these over here, y'all. Make room for these so they can all come. There you go. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on right now. Let the Lord have his way. That's right. Glory to God. That's right. Glory to God. Come on tonight, young people. Come on, more still coming. Just get up and come, girls. Come on, young man. Come on. Don't get up now. Y'all stay up here. Y'all stay where it is. Keep them up here. Help me keep them up here, y'all. Some of you adults, help me keep them up here. Don't let them go back and sit down. Stay up here, boys. Stay up here. Y'all stay up here. Amen. Come on. Come on, soul winners. We still got some coming. Come on. Praise God. Amen. Amen. That's right. Come on. Some still coming. Amen. Give me one last, one of them top four. Just one of them. Let God speak to you. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus died for you. That's good. Thank you. Amen. Come on. Let the Lord help you tonight. Let the Lord help you tonight. Come on. If you need to get your heart right, come on. Amen. Don't get up now. Keep them up here. Soul winners, keep them up here. I want y'all to stay up here. Keep them up here, soul winners. Amen. Hallelujah! Thank God. Just stay up here, y'all. Keep them up here, soul winners. Y'all just stay up here. We're going to pray with you. We're going to pray with you before you sit down. That's what's called an altar call. Amen. Amen. Come on, y'all, stay up here now. Don't sit down. Stay up here. So we just have to keep them up here. That's right. Amen. Thank God. You need to get saved tonight. Come on, y'all just stay up here now. Y'all just stay up here. So we just have to keep them up here. Y'all just stay up here tonight. Amen. Thank God. Y'all just stay up here, boys. Everybody just stay up here. We're going to pray with you before you sit down. Some still praying. Y'all just stay up here. Don't go sit down. Stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Amen. Isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a blessing? Oh, I ought to make somebody shout, amen. Yeah, that boy just saved over there. He looks like he did, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all just stay up here now. Don't go sit down. Stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Help me keep them up here, soul winners. We still got some praying tonight. If you're here tonight and you don't know for a fact that you're going to heaven when you die, I advise you to get on, get in while you got a chance. You say, oh, I don't believe in all that. Well, you're about half crazy too, brother. I'm glad God got a hold of me when I was a teenager. Thank God, brother, and he's still able to get a hold of him tonight. This is what happens when a bunch of people pray and fast and beg God to move on some kids. God's answered our prayers tonight. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. Some still are praying. You need to come. Come on. Somebody else. Don't worry about what your friends are going to say. You ain't got no friends in hell. You better come tonight. Come on. Come on. Just get up and come. Come on. Come on. Just get up and come right now. Some still coming. Y'all just stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Y'all stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Amen, boys. Let the Lord have His way. Amen. Let the Lord have His way. That little boy get saved there? Which one? He get saved? Amen. 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 That man got saved. That man got saved. Amen. We'll find out here in just a second. Praise God. A whole bunch of everybody got saved. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Amen. Thank God. We can go to heaven when you die. Some of you folks never seen nothing like this in your life. It's good for you. You need to get inducted or deducted or introduced or something or other. You don't see a lot of church services like this. You better enjoy it while you can. Let the Lord have His way. If you're a young person here tonight and you've been saved but you're not living right, you need to rededicate your life tonight. This may be the last service we're ever in. Ever. Y'all just stay up here now. We're going to pray with you. Stay up here. We're going to pray with you. That boy got saved. Woo! Thank God. Well, I can look around here tonight. Yes, sir.
I want to tell you, I got my heart right with the Lord, and I want to confess in front of everybody that I'm nothing in the Lord. It's only Him, and I want to go serve the rest of my life. All I ever want to do is serve the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I like that, boy. Have you ever been in church where the preacher said, anybody got anything you want to say? Sure you ain't everybody got nothing to say? Please, does somebody have a testimony? I mean, you didn't have a wreck. Can't you thank God? Boy, you don't have to ask them when they get it like that. I like it when you don't even have to ask them. Amen? Amen. Boy, look at these girls over here tonight. They got a dose. You can tell by looking at them. I can tell by looking at them. Amen? They got that same look on their face I have tonight. I got saved. All right, everybody give me attention here just a second. You want to say something? Can I trust you?
Yes.
You ought to have seen this boy the Sunday morning they brought him to church. tattoos on every arm, lived under a bridge over in Lenore. That's right, brother, under a bridge. Kicked out of the house. We're going to have something before the weekend's out on this bus ministry. And I'll tell you why we believe in the bus ministry. Here's one right here. If it wasn't for the bus ministry, he'd be out there and seeing maybe in jail or in hell tonight. Thank God for them buses. Go ahead, Eric.
Close. My parents kicked me out of my house when I was only about 17, 18 years old. And I was in drugs. I mean, I was doing cocaine. I was drinking. And I mean, devil had a hold on me. And you can feel it when he does, too. I mean, you can feel it in your heart. And then one day, my friend Kurt, where's Kurt at? Where you at, Kurt? Hey. Okay, well. But Kurt brought me in here one Sunday morning. And I didn't know anything about the Bible. I didn't know anything about being saved. I didn't care at the time. I was recovering from a hangover the day I come into church. And my good friend Kurt, he brought me in. And I started listening to Brother Danny preaching. And you can tell when the Lord gets a hold of you. I mean, you can feel it. He fills you up, you know. I mean, it's like being full. It's like no other feeling. And to see all these people here tonight, know where I come from, and know that somebody else here tonight is having the same struggles that I had. Abusive life, you know. I mean, abusing drugs. My family abused me. My mom physically and mentally, and more than that, sexually abused me. A family took me in. Andrew Ritchie and his family, Miss Linda Ritchie and Charles Ritchie, they took me in. And they have helped me through the most hardest times of my life. And that's to become a man. I didn't have someone to help me become a man. And God and them has helped me out more than anything in this world could ever help anybody. There's nothing out there. I've went out there. I've done it. There's nothing. It's here. It's this little boy right here that got saved tonight. It's the girls and the boys here, the children. That's what counts. It's what it's all about. And when you get it like it is in here, you want to go through the ceiling. You want to run laps around this place.
Amen. Thank God, Eric. Eric got saved just a few months ago at our church. And he never had on a tie in his life. I gave all them boys a bunch of ties. And they got them all, some of them on, got them on tonight. And they've recycled them. Amen. Wearing ties for Jesus. What about that? All right. I know it's getting late, so we're going to find out who got saved here tonight. We're going to go eat some Baptist steak up here. Hot dog. And then we're going to tell you about tomorrow. All right. You've never been saved. You just got saved tonight. Raise your hand. Start over here, Jonathan. You can help me count. Raise your hand if you just got saved tonight. Raise your hand. Raise your hand now. You've never been saved. Raise your hand real high if you just got saved tonight. Count this side, Jason. Raise your hand from here over. This little girl right here over. Anybody else back there? Count and remember the two before service. Right?
I got 10 over here, brother.
That's 23, 24, 25, and one back there, 26. Anybody else back there? One of them? That's the two. I counted them two. That's 26. I prayed for 25 tonight. I did. I ain't going to tell you what I... Oh, that didn't not get counted. Got him? Praise God. Like old Carl Lackey one time, he preached revival up in the mountains. He come back down. He said, praise God, we had 110 get saved. Some old preacher said, now, Carl, you believe all 110 of them really got saved? He said, they probably didn't. You believe all them two at your church really got saved? That's up to the Lord, brother. We preach to them. They come. That's between them and God. I tell you one thing. If they come to Jesus Christ as a sinner and they meant it, they got saved. He said, him that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. Amen? Now, look. I know everybody's tired. I thank God for y'all just filling up this tabernacle. And you ain't seen nothing yet. You wait till tomorrow. Tonight we just got broke in. We're going to see things here tomorrow you've never seen before. Here's the schedule. Tomorrow morning, beginning about 11:30, horseback rides, four-wheeler rides. We need them boys to bring them four-wheelers. We're also going to have boxing and wrestling because we don't want these boys to be sissies. And they're going to, in the name of the Lord, beat the snot out of each other. Now, the only rule is you cannot get mad and lose your temper. We're going to have some wrestling matches down here. That's just all in fun. And you say, I wouldn't do that. Well, don't. And they're going to have fun, get some of this energy out of them. Then tomorrow at 3 o'clock, preaching and singing all evening. Youth groups, we got here, youth groups from Alabama. Lord, that brother Hanover, Brandon, brought 30-something people from way down in Boaz, Alabama. Brother Ronnie brought 30-something from way down there in, where is that, Hilton Head, somewhere. All these groups come from all these places. And they'll be preaching and singing. 5:30 tomorrow evening, we got a surprise for you. A surprise. Don't miss tomorrow evening at 5:30. Free supper, and then what we call the big giant youth rally service tomorrow night. Now, tomorrow night, it's going to get wild in here. So, it's a rock concert in reverse, brother. Just the opposite spirit. So, you pray for all these 26 that got saved tonight. Look, a bunch of people asked about tapes. We have CDs of preaching to teenagers, Bible preaching, the rock music videos, and bumper stickers. Brother Ray and them be over here. Get your Christian t-shirt. Brother Randy's got a table over there with all kinds of meat. Don't be ashamed. Put it on your shirt and go out there and do it for Jesus. All right? We got food up here. I think it's a dollar. I think it's a dollar. Can anybody tell me that for sure? You tell them I said it was a dollar. They want to say $2, but you tell them I said it was a dollar. Amen? Amen. Buddy, I tell you, we'll pay you to get in a meeting like this. Amen? Glad you say amen. Amen. Now, if you're having any trouble over at the motel, pray about it. And sacrifice a little bit for Jesus. Ain't nothing we can do. And we're going to dismiss the word of prayer. Don't miss the service tomorrow night, whatever you do. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for all you've done for us. Bless now these young people that got saved by the grace of God. Thank you for what you've done tonight. Thank you for honoring the truth of thy word. And bless everybody. Give them a safe trip home tonight. Bring us back tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't miss tomorrow night. Don't miss it. All right. Be over here at the table. Get you